protests are coming back in Philadelphia. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's the first major U.S. city to reinstate an indoor mask mandate after the Omicron wave subsided.
We've been watching COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations rise in several European countries and in some places in the U.S. And now we're starting to see cases here in Philadelphia rise.
Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettegol says it could be the start of a new wave driven by the Omicron subvariant BA2. She's hoping to avoid the hospitalizations and deaths that have followed previous waves. Health inspectors plan to start enforcing the mask mandate at city businesses a week from today, about a month and a half after their mandate was dropped. The Justice Department is hoping to keep more untraceable guns off the streets by finalizing a new rule requiring background checks and serial numbers on the parts used to make guns at home.
Police across the country are increasingly finding ghost guns at crime scenes. And by the way, ghost guns can be, quote, rifles, essentially assault weapons as well.
President Biden hoping the new regulations are just a start, calling again for more efforts to stop gun violence and for Congress to act. The National Rifle Association, though, says the administration isn't sincere on curbing violent crime until criminals are taken off the streets, criticizing some big city prosecutors over the release of repeat offenders. The mayor of Mariupol says more than 10,000 civilians have died since the Russian siege of his city began. U.S. officials aren't confirming the number or what Russia is planning next in Ukraine. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
We expect this stage of the conflict could last a long time, and we should have no illusions that Russia is going to adjust their tactics and make them less brutal.
Meantime, the leader of Chechnya says Russia may focus now on eastern Ukraine and then turn back to try again to take the capital, Kyiv, where the mayor is warning residents not to rush back. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
California's largest utility will pay millions to property owners who lost everything to wildfires in the last 3 years.
Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay more than $55 million to hundreds of residents. It was determined by investigators that aging power lines in the northern part of the state contributed to starting the Kincaid Fire in 2019 and the Dixie Fire last year, one of the largest in state history. The settlement by PG&E is not an admission that the utility did anything wrong. It does speed up the payouts to those with losses from those fires. In addition to the millions to be paid, PG&E's operations will be overseen for 5 years by an independent monitor.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the company has been blamed for more than 30 wildfires since 2017. A former retail giant is down to its last few locations.
Only a handful of Kmart brick and mortar stores are now left. And after this weekend, the department store chain will only have three in the U.S., Westwood, New Jersey, Bridgehampton, New York, and Miami. Kmart, now owned by Transformco, once had over 2,000 locations nationwide and sold brands endorsed by celebrities like Martha Stewart and sponsored NASCAR auto races. Kmart's decline has been brought about by years of falling sales, changes in shopping habits, and Walmart's ever-growing presence.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Kmart filed for bankruptcy protection 20 years ago and was later combined with Sears, but a hedge fund executive's goal of restoring the chain's fizzled with help from a recession and Amazon. Britney Spears is apparently married and pregnant. 6 months after winning back control of her life with the end of a conservatorship, she writes on Instagram about the pregnancy test and refers to her fiance as her husband. Spears also says she had depression with pregnancy before and is thankful it's something women talk about now, adding she'll be doing yoga every day. Elisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.